with your latest news, I'm April Cummings. A man charged with the rape of underage girls continues in grand court today. Radio KMAN's Jevi Ebanks has more. Please be advised that some of the material is sensitive in nature.
The defendant is accused of raping underage girls, as well as multiple counts of sexual communication with a child and engaging in sexual activity with a child. He denies the charges and cannot be identified as a result of a court order from the presiding judge, Justice Marlene Carter. The case opened on Friday to the jury of 4 women and 3 men. The Crown's case is brought by Senior Crown Counsel Sarah Lewis, with the defendant represented by defense attorney Keith Myers. The jury previously heard the testimony of the first complainant and today heard testimony and cross-examination of the lead investigating officer, as well as a forensic scientist with the Health Services Authority. The forensic scientist told the courts that the RCIPS presented DNA for analysis, including a sample from the then 9-year-old victim and the accused. The forensic scientist told the courts that the DNA from the semen sample provided most likely belongs to the accused. The trial, now in its third day, was originally scheduled to last 5 days. But the most recent grand court cause list, commencing on the 22nd of April, has the matter slated to continue for the rest of the week. The defendant remains in custody at His Majesty's Prison Northward. Jevi Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
On Saturday, April 20th, officers arrested a 27-year-old Georgetown man on suspicion of theft from a vehicle regarding an incident where items were taken from a vehicle outside a restaurant on Shedden Road in Georgetown. Police say they also arrested him on suspicion of theft related to a tip jar taken from inside the same restaurant. He is also being investigated in relation to a number of other similar incidents. Four men formally charged with conspiracy to commit robbery appear before the courts today. Three of the men are from Bodentown, a 21, 22, and 28-year-old, and the fourth is a 22-year-old man from Georgetown. They were arrested after the armed robbery of a commercial premises on North Church Street in Georgetown last May. Police say the two masked men entered the store, each brandishing a firearm. They demanded cash from the register and safe, and then took off through the back of the store with the money. No shots were fired. No one was hurt. The men have been bailed with conditions and are scheduled to return to court on the 14th of May. A 22-year-old East End man is under arrest in connection with Saturday's stabbing at the East End football field, as we reported on Radio Cayman this weekend. 911 dispatched officers to the field about 9:45 p.m. on April 20th. When officers arrived, they saw a man with head and abdomen wounds. The man was reportedly in the parking lot when three other men came up to him and, quote, became aggressive. One of the trio stabbed him, and then all three left the scene. Police say there is no indication the incident is gang-related. The Central Planning Authority Board meets tomorrow with a number of big projects on the agenda. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
At 11:30 a.m., the board will hear a pitch from Invicta Construction related to their contested application for a 184-lot subdivision on Austin Connolly Drive in East End. This matter was previously heard and punted to the National Conservation Council for review. This took place on February 13th, as it may have, quote, potential adverse effects. The planning department has clocked issues relating to a few houses being situated over the water lens, proposed lot widths that fall well under the regulated minimum of 80 feet, as well as the lot areas, both of which the applicant is requesting a variance for by the CPA. Legoland Real Estate is also heading back to discuss their application for a 10-story apartment building on Boilers Road in Georgetown, a project known as the Eldemire. This was also previously adjourned in February to give the applicant an opportunity to address, quote, concerns regarding the proposed density and give the board time to review comments from the National Roads Authority. The Public Works Department's application for restrooms, a shower, kiosk, booths, cabanas, and parking improvements at Frank Sound Public Beach will also be considered by the CPA tomorrow. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
You can read up on these applications and more by heading to planning.ky and checking out the agenda for tomorrow's public CPA meeting at the Government Administration Building. Six Cayman-born projects competed for $17,000 U.S. in cash prizes and wraparound business services at the fourth annual Cayman Islands Business Design Competition. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Sollins has details on the winners.
Project of the Year was presented to Kaylee Wright for Hunted Offshore, the marketplace for offshore professional and legal services recruitment. Wright took home the grand prize of $10,000, a promotional video valued at 2,000 CI, complimentary incorporation of a company, company, a complimentary marketing support pack, and 6 complimentary mentoring sessions. The Storytelling Award for a business design pitch that showcases exceptional and innovative efforts in telling a story was also presented to Hunted Offshore by Kaylee Wright. The project received a $1,000 cash prize. The People's Choice Award was presented to E-Waste Recycling, a sustainable electronic waste recycling project by Mae Douglas, Wilfred Douglas, Xavier Solko, and Melody Protasio. Members of the public were invited to vote on the People's Choice Award, which included a $2,000 cash prize. The Innovation Award for a business design that is inspiring, new, and or unconventional, and the Community Impact Award for a business design that makes a difference in our local and or global communities were presented to Anthony Wambua and Peter Kigotho for their project EcoBlocks, who are building a greener future by transforming plastic waste into construction materials. The EcoBlocks team received a $2,000 cash prize and wraparound business services for the Innovation Award, and a $2,000 cash prize and wraparound business services. All competition finalists received a business support prize pack valued at $7,000, which includes legal sessions, marketing support, complimentary mentoring services, a podcast feature on KMANstory.com, reduced rate of incorporation, networking events, special discounts for startups, scholarships on courses, a complimentary Launch Labs Studios membership, and access to CEC's Angel Investor Network. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
The 4th Annual Cayman Islands Business Design Competition Pitch Day took place on Saturday, the 20th of April, at the Vault Compass Center.
Happy Earth Day!
Cayman joined the world in celebrating Earth Day Monday, and that included students at local primary schools. CIDTV's Donna Bush has more with environmental club leader Winsome Barnaby.
Let's save the Earth and show its worth.
And Earth Day celebrations means the launch of its own environmental club at Prospect Primary School. Well, students at the primary school went all out with celebration activities on Monday morning. Activities emphasize the importance of environmental stewardship and education.
This club is going to be solely responsible to help to protect the environment and at large the planet. We see what is happening in the world where we are destroying the only planet that we have, Earth, and we want to build awareness from now so that later on these children can continue to do these actions to make sure that we keep our planet healthy for a healthy place to live.
Thanks for choosing Pulse TV Livestream.
The primary aged students showcase a television channel called Pulse TV. They did skits, danced, and much more as part of their Earth Day celebrated theme, Protecting Our Earth, a call to action. They even planted trees. Now, students who are part of the newly launched environmental club receive their pins marking their interest and involvement in the school-based club.
That is CIDTV's Donna Bush. That is your latest local news. I'm April Cummings.